escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our show today sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn, Restaurant, and Marina. We'll be there doing the show tomorrow at the Chesapeake Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Our show from 2 to 6. We'll be there hanging out. ChesapeakeInn.com for more details. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. More deserving to be on the top 11 Philadelphia athletes list, Cam Jurgens or Joel Embiid? Now, Jack did spell Cam Jurgens wrong.
Yeah, well, autocorrect.
Yeah,
I said can. All right, can everyone gets Jurgens. The point.
Oh, okay. Yes.
What do you think the vote is at, Cam Jurgens or Joel Embiid on the Twitter poll, Ike?
Cam Jurgens.
What do you think the number is?
Knowing this fan base, I'd probably say 75%.
55%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's not bad. Does it make you feel?
It is what it is. It's just like, come on.
I'm going to just make a small prediction.
Yeah.
You're not going to like where Embiid is at on everybody's list.
Well, it is what it is.
Yes.
I'm at peace with it. I'm not. It's not emotional for me.
Okay.
I just think.
No, it doesn't sound
it.
Well, what if he's probably going to miss out on a lot of people's list.
He is.
Yeah.
It's fine. I just think it's an emotional response instead of a...
But it's hard because
a logical response.
Yeah,
are we going on a resume? Or are we going on what?
It's everything.
Okay, well,
yeah. I'm going on the last year.
Well, if it's the last year, then Bryce shouldn't be on the list.
Well, I should be on the list.
He's on the list. How high is he on the list? And believe me, he wasn't that high on my list.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what stupid Eagles you have in front of him. What?
Okay. All right. If it's for the last year,
here we go. Now we're yelling. Now we're yelling. Now we're getting tight.
No, everything should be okay. You relax. If it's for the last year, Jalen shouldn't be that high.
Oh,
now you're turning it around. Now
if it's for the last year, he had a so-so regular season.
Yeah. How are you doing the postseason?
He had two good games.
Yeah.
Okay. But well, that's not...
The two biggest games of the year.
But that's not the last 12 months. It doesn't make you one or two or three or four.
It makes you high on the list.
Who's had a better year, him or Jalen Carter? Jalen Carter. Who's had a better year, him or Saquon Barkley? Saquon Barkley.
Well,
who's
true.
Had a better year, him or Jordan Mailata? Jordan Mailata.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
I don't know about that one.
I'm just saying.
Sounds like people should just put Embiid on the top 11.
Are you trying to knock Jalen down my list?
No, I'm just saying, if it's about the last 12 months, it's like... All right. One guy who is not eligible anymore is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Mm-hmm. He is a Houston Texan. He did an interview with a Houston reporter. A couple of quotes for you here, Ike, about
yes.
C.J. G.J. Quote number one, it wasn't about money. If it was about money... Everybody would have been gone. How can I say this the most respectful way? Saquon deserved it. Zach deserved it. But the reason behind it, the fans don't deserve that reason. It's deeper than that. The fans don't deserve, quote, it's about the money. Because if that was the case, my contract was safe.
So what do you think he believes it was about? He's obviously saying it wasn't about money. It was personal. Is that what he's implying here?
I think that's
what it seems like he's implying. It
now,
was personal.
If I were CJGJ, I'd rather people think it was about the money.
Right.
You know, I'd rather people think I was really good. They just couldn't afford me.
Right.
But he obviously feels some type of way about whether it's Howie or Vic or mm-hmm. Nick or whoever, you know, made the decision. Here is another quote. Now, this seems like it is about the league as a whole, not just CJGJ.
Mm-hmm.
I feel highly disrespected, but it's a business. Never was an All-Pro or a Pro Bowl. Never. Led the league in interceptions. What more do you want? People say he's a hazard. He's this. He's that. I never been no hazard, bro. They got real issues on me. The black ball ain't gonna work on me because I got a ring. I got me one. I got three more championships in me. I'm probably going to win the next three. I'm going to get me another Super Bowl this year. Just watch.
He might.
He
where was he at? No, Houston. No, he's not getting a Super Bowl.
Probably they signed Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
They love signing the taking a shot on these.
They're going to the graveyard. Yeah. Yes. Well, it worked with Joe Mixon last year. It was pretty good for him.
I mean, it's notable that CJGJ hasn't been anywhere for very long. And I think that speaks to he's probably right. You know, it probably wasn't about the money. It was probably, it's hard when you say it's about the money because you look at the money and the question is he worth that? Mm-hmm. And they made the decision, he's not worth that. Now, does that make it about the money or does that make it about him as a player? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I know what you're saying. Yeah. So here's what I would say to this. This was obviously about whether or not they wanted to move forward with CJGJ in the locker room with their defense, being one of the vets with that young defense back there. How would the defense be if he was the strongest voice in the room? They've had Slay there. They've had BG there. They've had Fletch there over the years. So they were able to sort of keep him corralled, and his voice wasn't necessarily the dominant voice, even though from what I've heard about CJGJ, his voice is always the dominant voice because he's always talking. And a lot of it is just fun banter. He's
the loudest, for sure.
Yeah, he's a chirpy guy. He likes to chirp a little bit and has that sort of energy. And obviously, there are decisions that he made that were even off the field that maybe they didn't necessarily want to be associated with. Celebrating during the parade and the Super Bowl stuff. You know, I know everybody got excited and was drinking that day, but, you know, CJ had some other things going on that maybe they didn't want to be.
The Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah, with that, and then he was on his pod or somebody's pod on live stream smoking weed, and maybe the Eagles don't want all that stuff.
Yeah.
As an influence to their young guys on the team.
I hadn't really thought about the fact that aside from Zach Bond, he would be the most veteran guy on the defense.
And he has a dominating personality.
Right, yeah.
Like Zach Bond is more reserved, and he would really be the energy on that side. Problem is they don't have anybody to balance it out now. And and then Slay saying what he said.
Oh, yeah?
That was a little underlining little dig there about who he thought would be the leaders moving forward.
He said,
and that's
Reed.
When CJ was still on the team.
And it's notable because Elliot has brought up a bunch of times, you don't want to have a guy who's on the last year of his contract, who you're not going to pay on the defense. Well, Reed Blankenship's on the defense, and he's on the last year of his contract, and nobody seems to, they don't mind having him there.
They don't mind having Reed around.
You know, it's,
yes.
It's not just
BG played on the last, not this last time, but early in the year, he played on the last year. So some guys will play on the last year of their deal. Josh Sweat played on the last year of his deal.
Yep.
And again, it's fine if you want to move on from CJGJ. But he did bring a certain level of tenacity to that unit that we had.
Yeah, but
that we hadn't seen.
I agree. And I would have been fine if he stayed here. I had no problem with CJ. I liked him as a player. I like him as a player. I know he's a little bit of a risk taker, a little bit of a gambler. I'm okay with that. He's going to give up some plays, but he made some plays. He made a lot of plays at the safety position. Here's what I would say to CJ. I wouldn't push back against this whole notion about the money and that being sort of the issue. Would you want the Eagles to say you're a bad teammate?
Right, yeah.
You're locker room cancer? They didn't do that to you.
No. They didn't go, he was a pain in the ass, not worth the trouble.
They didn't put dirt on your name when you left out, you know? So you'll get a chance to make whatever it is you're going to make over there in Houston and further your career. But I don't know. Like I said, I wouldn't have had a problem if they kept him, but I also feel like they probably had a reason as to why they wanted to move on from him.
Well, honestly, the fact that he keeps talking about it is tells you what they might be thinking.
And he wasn't happy to remember. We remember the first time he left.
Yeah.
That didn't go well either.
No. So is he going to be on the Eagles in 2026, I guess, after Sidney Brown doesn't work out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, had they lost the Super Bowl, I wonder if he's back. It's almost like winning the Super Bowl makes it easier if they didn't. Make that kind of.
How many interceptions is Quinion going to get now that CJ's not here? Is he going to have five this year?
At least five.
Yeah.
At least five.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, I'm a little concerned, man. I'm generally concerned, man, about this Phillies thing. You know, and I ain't even concerned about the Phillies because they're just a bunch of idiots. That's a stupid franchise. I've never seen one.
You're concerned about Bryce.
Might not be. What you say, Ike?
You're concerned about Bryce?
Yeah, you know it, man. Because attaboys might be gone. Attaboy home runs might be gone. Batum at the bank might be gone. You know.
Yeah.
Look the same, man. It's such a long time. You know, it just looked bad, man.
Mm.
You know, and I just, I'm really genuinely concerned about him, man. His wrist, all these nagging injuries, you know, nine home runs. I don't know if he's been dealing with that all year long. Yeah, I'm just concerned, man, for my boy Bryce, man. You know what I mean? He's the greatest athlete in this city, and I'm concerned for him. I really am. Genuinely concerned for him, man. And you know, here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That team that they got, they need to break them all up. All of them need to go. All of them need to feel the wrath of this city right now. Because they had every opportunity to get it together, and they have not done it. And Dave Dombrowski, the worst GM in the city, him and the Sixers GM, you know, those two guys disappointed us, man.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. You know, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm done with the Phillies. And for you to say, like, we shouldn't throw in the towel?
Nah.
Like, you came into the season with skeptical.
I did.
We see.
I know. Here's what it is, Chuck. Now, believe me, I may be on this raft by myself. So you know how that is with me, man. I've already flipped once. I can't flip-flop again just because they're going through a little bit of a tough stretch right now. So, I'm going to go down with the ship with them. I am. I'm going to hang in there. It's a lot of baseball left to be played. I may wind up with egg on my face. Oh, well, it wouldn't be the first time that I've gone down with the ship in this city. So I'm just going to ride it out with them, man. I don't think I deserve any type of award for it or anything, but I'm just going to ride it out with them, man. Got a lot of baseball left to play. What, we got 100 games left?
Yeah, but just you like Kate Winslet off Titanic. You jump back on the ship when you ask you to stay with that boat.
He wow. Does love Titanic.
You know I mean? And I know exactly what scene you're talking about.
You know I mean, you jumped off of it. Yep. This wasn't going to be nothing. I mean, listen, here's the thing.
Here's the thing, Chuck. You're probably right.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, you're probably right.
I want a new team. I want to get a Shane Victorino. You know, I want Jimmy Rollins back. I want those guys. I want, you know, Ryan Howard, man. We don't know how good it was until it's gone, man. Chooch. You know, those guys. You got a bunch of choir boys on this team, man. These guys ain't got no heart. Alec Boehm shouldn't even be a player in this league.
I can't even fight for Alec Boehm anymore, yeah. Now I'm back to that.
Yeah.
You know what
good.
I mean? I'm telling you, he's not a Major League Baseball player. And Bryce and Stott, oh, my God. These are the guys we're depending on.
Trey Turner's been playing pretty well, though.
Trey Turner stinks, Spike, and you know it.
He's been playing well.
The acquisition that we've ever, close to the worst that we've ever come across. For $300 million, he hasn't given us anything for that.
He's leading the league in hits.
You know what I mean?
Six in batting average.
That's better than him.
What's that?
What'd you say?
I said he's leading the league in hits and six in batting average.
Okay, and what is that equating, Spike?
Hits. I don't know what to tell you. It's more hits than anyone. What's that?
But listen, we got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yes.
Listen, about the top 11, right? Let me say this, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my top 11 in a couple weeks, y'all, right?
Right.
But I'm going to tell you who's on the top 11, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who's on the top two. We're at least top two in the top 11 right now.
Okay.
Jalen Carter is number two on that list.
Okay.
He should be.
Hmm. Jalen Carter, I love it.
Yes.
Love
it. He might be the best defensive player in all of football.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
And it was plus 3,300 for defensive player of the year.
Interesting you knew that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he might be would you say, so you think he's not the best defensive player in the league?
I think he has a chance to be, yes.
I think he is.
I'm with you. No, I agree. I mean, listen, you got to go out and do it again this year. But yeah, you're right. I mean, Jalen Carter, could be one of the most feared. Now, you got some other outside type of pass rushers that get a lot of credit. You know, the Miles Garretts and T.J. Watts and all those guys. But yeah, I'm with you, Jalen Carter.
Nobody commands the attention. He gets triple teamed sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I say these guys. You could put anybody on that line when you're going up. You know, when you put somebody next to Aaron Donald, you put somebody next to a young Fletcher Cox, you know, Bruce Smith, Reggie White, those type of guys. They're special guys. You could put anybody on that line, and they should be able to eat.
Yep.
I'm telling you, this guy is like a game-changing guy. He's the best.
Then who's number one, Chuck? You said Jalen Carter's number two.
Number one, it ain't Joel Embiid, I tell you that much.
Okay.
But number one, Spike,
yeah.
If you want to know, I'm going to say Saquon.
Oh, all right.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Certainly the right answer.
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Nah, so I got a feeling that would be a unanimous decision around.
I don't know if it's going to be unanimous.
I think there's
Saquon
versus old QB1.
Yeah.
It might
be
the debate of the century.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be the debate of the century.
I'm telling you, we're going to have that. Oh, yeah. Chuck, do you have a favorite movie of the 2000s?
I'd pick Joel 12th on the list, Spike. I would.
All right.
He had to get that.
Didn't ask you, but do you have your favorite movie of the 2000s?
Yeah, I'm going to stay on the Christian Bale wave. I'm going to say American Psycho. I like that movie.
That is another good one.
Great flick.
Yeah.
Loved American Psycho.
Yeah. Love American Psycho.
They turned it into a Broadway musical that I saw with my wife. Yeah, it was.
That turns American Psycho into a Broadway musical?
Dude, it was crazy. It didn't last very long. As most Broadway is not about mass murder.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good movie, though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You seen that one, Jack? You seen American Psycho?
I think I'm thinking of American History X. Is that the other one?
That's American History X is Edward Norton.
Yeah. That's the one where I get screwed up. So no, I haven't seen either one.
Yeah. Yeah. American Psycho, Christian Bale, Jared Leto's in American Psycho. It's a pretty good flick.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's good.
Yeah. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And my man, Jack.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Well, I'm just listening to the show every day.
And minding your own business. Yeah.
You and Ike, Spike, are such tremendous debaters.
Masters, but, some would say.
But today, you debated against yourself. It was fascinating.
How's that?
Well, you made a very compelling argument for Joel Embiid, and part of your criteria was that when you have an athlete that can be the best player at his position, he's got to be on the list. Isn't that what he said, Ike?
Yep.
Well, you want to lump Lane Johnson in with the rest of the offensive line. We'll just put the whole offensive line in there.
No, here's my issue is that, and it's simply a numbers game, is that if we put offensive linemen on there, there's a chance that 40% of the list is going to be offensive linemen. Nobody wants to see that. So
Jeff Stoutland does.
Well, yes.
Lane Johnson is number three on that list. And the only reason he's not higher, and he should be, is you can't bump the top two guys. The top two guys are so tremendous that Lane can't bump them.
Ooh.
And that's really saying something.
Ooh, who you got in there as your top two guys?
Well, you got to put Saquon as one.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
And Zach Wheeler got to be two.
Ooh.
No question about it. No question about it.
It's like Zach.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Wheeler has an argument for it. Absolutely. He's been over the last 5 years, the best pitcher in the National League, like in total.
Right.
I think you could say that. Right. Absolutely.
Best big game pitcher in the sport.
And he will be hurt by the Phillies' current performance.
Yes, he will.
And he has literally nothing to do with it.
His last outing wasn't great.
Last outing wasn't great, but by and large, pitcher's tough.
Yep.
You know, a pitcher's tough.
I understand what you were saying about, geez, you could put 11 Eagles on that list.
Well, I think
I had 12, actually. I had 12.
Yeah, I think a lot of our listeners are going to.
He's got 15. He's going to put Tyler Steen on it over Embiid.
Yep.
Offensive linemen need to have a skill set. There's a lot of different responsibilities between an offensive tackle and an offensive guard. They're their own position.
So are you going to put Landon Dickerson on your list?
You're daggone right I am.
Okay. Cam Jurgens?
I don't know, because then you said it, Spike.
See? We all have our lines, right?
Jalen Carter got to be on that list.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Jalen Carter got to be on that list.
Of course.
And
Jalen Hunt off of what
I
he did in the playoffs?
He's got to be on that list.
I agree with you.
He does?
I agree.
I don't know if he does. I don't know if he does, Tasty Cake.
Look at how they switch sides. So you're saying you want Cooper DeJean, but you don't want Embiid. Don't make me make this a race thing.
Okay. Cooper DeJean.
Am I still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
I had to quickly give you a scouting report. So they got me out of bed today, and I went to the gym to do my rehab exercises. And I look out on the courtyard, Spike, and the camera is lighting this guy up one-on-one.
What?
And, I'm
they
sure.
They only played up to 8 because the guy had to go back on his dialysis machine.
Oh, there we go. But
I had to do it.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Tasty Cake, you got a favorite movie of the 2000s?
I do. Meet the Parents.
Oh, that's a great
one.
That's a great flick. Thanks for the call.
Greg Falker?
Yep. It's a good flick.
Yes.
I never saw any. I had no interest. How many?
Well, it's Meet the Fockers.
Three of them now.
Yeah.
And there's Little Fockers.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, no desire.
Yeah, I'm out. That
Meet the Fockers was good.
Yeah, Meet the Fockers was good.
Little Fockers is where he did the line.
This is all making me nervous,
I know
actually.
I know it is.
The third one, it jumped the shark.
Yeah. But the first one was great.
And then the first two, then the second one wasn't bad for a sequel.
Yep.
But you couldn't leave it at that. You didn't need to do another one.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Ben Stiller's in that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate him now, though.
Yeah, so, I know. You're out on Ben Stiller. He's embarrassing. Didn't he want to parade for Thibodeau?
He said he wanted to take him out to dinner and tell him how much he meant to the franchise.
Then take him out to dinner, Ben.
Yeah.
Go ahead. He's available.
I'm sure you can get his phone number.
Well, just like the loser Mets fans. Like, they wanted to throw a parade for last year's Mets teams.
In fairness, first of all, they should have been throwing a parade for that Mets team last year.
They made the NLCS.
I know. I'm just saying, though.
At least the Phillies fluke run and made the World Series.
Well, listen, we celebrated like we made the World Series when we just got into the playoffs last year.
No, we didn't. Not last year.
They had the big party? I mean, not us as fans. I'm talking about them.
Yeah.
Phillies did. Fans. No.
Phillies
not us.
The Mets fans wanted to throw a parade for last year's Mets team.
But if you're the Knicks, they went over the top, but it has been a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time.
Ben Stiller. He's not even an actor anymore. He's just a Knicks fan.
Hey, he had a nice run in the 2000s.
Oh, he did, Ben Stiller. Absolutely. Something About Mary, Ben Stiller.
Short guy with big feet.
Zoolander.
Yeah, Zoolander was terrible.
You got to watch Zoolander again. I'm telling you, the second watch, it gets funnier the more you watch it.
Third or fourth watch, man.
Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five? Everyone wants to know.
Most questionable things I saw from WIP host this weekend.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
WIP host? Where the hell did you see WIP host?
Yeah, online.
Oh.
Oh,
and
okay.
On some of their shows.
Oh, is there going to be a Jolly clip in there?
I actually had to take Jolly out. Jolly off the list for someone else who needs to be addressed in the top five.
Wow. Oh, all right. Man. I'm looking forward to that. Anytime we can talk about other hosts when they're not here.
No show's better.
I am in for it. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.